track three. And now we come to the news stories. And the headline on the Mid Devon Advertiser is "No Limits Now to Cafe Success." A Newton Abbott cafe that has helped more than 20 people through work experience is celebrating as its fundraiser reaches £40,000. Faced with a short-term funding crisis back in June of 2024, No Limits Cafe and Hub launched a crowdfunder to plug the gap. With an initial target of £30,000, the community quickly rallied behind the popular cafe, and come mid-July, the money had been raised. Insurance company Aviva match-funded individual donations up to £250. The fundraiser remained open, and as of January 2025, the total stands at £40,071. "We are thrilled to have received £40,000 in donations," the cafe said. "This means we can continue providing opportunities for local people with different abilities. More than 40% of No Limits paid staff have a disability." Since July, the cafe have supported 22 individuals through work experience programmes, and it continues to support 6 individuals each week through long-term placements, not to mention the supported apprenticeships, internship and employment roles No Limits offers. Having reached its stretch target of 40,000, No Limits Cafe and Hub are able to give its premises on Sherburn Road some much-needed care and attention, air conditioning and new front doors to be exact. "They are both items we have needed for a long time, but are not items it is easy to obtain funding for," said the cafe. The crowdfunder remains open. "The more money that we raise gives us the scope to continue our project for as long as possible. Our team and the community have been on the journey with us and helped us build No Limits Cafe and No Limits supported employment into the fantastic project we are today. Thank you from all of us at No Limits. To know that we have so many people behind us drives us on to continue making a difference."
And from the Tynmouth Post, "Just what the doctor ordered. NHS bosses have confirmed a town centre site in Tynmouth as its preferred option for improved healthcare provision in the town. Brunswick Street had been the location for a health and wellbeing centre until the controversial plans were scrapped last year due to spiralling costs. Now, an update of Devon County Council's Health and Adult Health Scrutiny Committee for NHS Devon has revealed Brunswick Street is one of 5 sites shortlisted for a new GP surgery. Time is running out for the town's Channel View surgery as the lease on one of its 2 current premises runs out in March. Overstretched GP provision in the town is in desperate need of larger facilities due to the size of the population. The committee heard the NHS had brought in consultants Archers to carry out an impartial and comprehensive review of 5 potential sites. The report said, NHS Devon has been working closely with Channel View to develop both a long-term solution for a new primary care surgery and also on a range of short-term measures to support the practice while a new facility is constructed. The long-term intention remains that the 2 Channel View surgeries be combined into a new single primary care building in Tynmouth. The criteria are to find sufficient space and no constraints to deliver the new building within 3 years. Archers looked at 30 possible sites and produced a shortlist of 5 locations, including the 2 halves of Brunswick Street. Teignbridge Council, which owns the land, also prefers the site. The report continued, work is continuing to assess the exact part of the council-owned land that would be most suitable for a modern GP surgery. Both Brunswick Street land options are currently being examined in more detail. After the meeting, Tynmouth County District and Town Councillor David Cox welcomed the update. He said, I am pleased this matter has been separated from the future of Tynmouth Hospital. Tynmouth desperately needs a purpose-built GP surgery to deal with existing demand and future needs. I hope all organisations will work to help Channelview achieve a building to meet their needs. I'm encouraged, he continued, that car parking won't be reduced in the town. Tynmouth has inadequate car parking and we don't want to make it worse. The NHS said the support of Tunbridge Council was critical to the success of the project and delivering sustainable long-term primary care services for the people of Tynmouth. Further discussions with Tunbridge Council are expected during February. Committee members were assured funding was still available for the new project, which will now only feature GP primary care and no NHS facilities, has been part of the previous plan. Meanwhile, a new lease is being drawn up for Channelview Surgery's existing premises in Den Crescent to secure its use for the next few years. Short term, more space is being found and some remedial improvements carried out within the building, including the clinical consulting rooms. Further development of the site and funding options will be produced over the next 6 weeks, including some pre-application discussions with Tunbridge Council.
Students demand improved road safety. Students at Dawlish College are hopeful that road safety improvements outside their school will be implemented after meeting with road safety bosses, local councillors, representatives of local MP Martin Wrigley and Police and Crime Commissioner Alice Hernandez. Of 330 Dawlish College students who responded to a survey about road safety, 9 reported that they have been hit by a vehicle outside the school. A further 173 students said they had experienced a close call while crossing the road on their way to or from school, and a further 65 family members or staff at the college have also had close calls. Emily, a Year 10 student who heads up Dawlish student leadership team, said, "We were alarmed and really quite concerned about the responses to the survey. We are not statistics, we are people, young people. All we want is to get to and from school safely," added student leadership council member Cohen. One student, Sydney, who was hit by a car while crossing the road on his way to school last June, shared his story. Sydney suffered a severe head injury after being hit by a car as he crossed the road outside school. He spent 5 days in hospital and was off school for the rest of the academic year. In a statement read out by fellow student Thomas, Sydney recalled being taken by ambulance to the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital and then waking up in hospital in Bristol after an operation to fix a bleed on his brain. "I still feel frightened about crossing the road because the cars coming towards me scare me," Sydney said. "I wish we could make crossing the road safe so what happened to me never happens to anyone else," he concluded. After working with Citizens UK, an organisation that works to bring communities together to win change, the Dawlish College student leadership team have launched a 20 is plenty campaign and proposed several measures that could improve road safety outside their school. These include a zebra crossing to give people a safer place to cross the road, increased school staff parking to reduce the number of cars parked along the road leading to better visibility, better signage to alert drivers and encourage them to respect the speed limit, double yellow lines along the road to stop cars from parking and increase visibility when crossing the road, installing a smiley face speed activated camera to show drivers how fast they are driving and to praise drivers for respecting the speed limit. Responding to the suggestions, Devi County Council Road Safety Team Manager James Anstey commented, "This is a very good list of measures and we could work with the school on all of them." However, he pointed out that some of the proposals would involve taking out parking and that consideration should also be given to residents. While not all of the measures are immediately deliverable, it should be possible to make real change on Elm Grove, he concluded. Devon County Councillor Stuart Hughes, who was unable to to attend the meeting in person, sent a message supporting the students' efforts and stated that the council would work with the school to improve road safety.